Arizona homeowners happy place. We like to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. I was at a home this week. We talked about the fact that we've opened up a remodeling company, and I was on a little visit to measure a job, and I found out the couple that lived in the house named their dog Rosie.
After you?
Yeah. Their thought was, well, if I'm trying to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, a dog is man's best friend.
Okay.
They thought that worked somehow.
Okay.
It was an ugly dog. It was shameful. If you think I have a face for radio, that dog, it doesn't even have a face for radio. It is ugly.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And we're going to get right to it. Surprise, Arizona. We bring David into the conversation. Welcome to the program, sir. Go ahead with your question.
Good morning, sir. I have a question on water heaters and the safest way to leave a water heater in operation during an extended departure from our residence.
Okay.
The situation seems to be, I'll tell you a little story first. My water heater was installed in my new home, so it's probably not the top-grade water heater that was installed, but it had an 8-year warranty onto it. It's now in its 14th year. It's never had any maintenance done to it whatsoever.
Okay, all right.
Never been adjusted.
Okay.
Never been drained, and never had a new anode put into it.
Perfect.
So it's still going good, but that's not the issue.
Okay.
The issue is I've gone away for two or three weeks in the past, and I've never done anything to the water heater. I just let it go.
Okay.
I always shut off the water to the house so that all piping inside the house does not get any water, just as a safety in case of a flood or a pipe leak. But since there's no spigots being opened while I'm gone, of course, there's no drain on the water that's in the 40-gallon water heater.
Right.
My question is, I'm going away for an extended period of time this time, maybe 5 weeks or so.
Hot dog.
And my question is, is it still safe, do you think, to just leave my water heater the way I have in the past? Do I need to turn it down, or do you think I need to shut the gas off entirely and I can't think of any other options.
Okay. All right. Well, David, I'm always reluctant to have someone who has been doing something as long as you've been doing it change what they've been doing. But if, in fact, you're actually turning the water to your home completely off at the manifold where it enters your house, I'm going to tell you I would extinguish the gas to the gas furnace. Okay? And you're going to come back. And you're going to start it in 5 or 6 weeks after your great little cruise and your great little vacation, and something's going to be wrong with it. Because whenever you change what you have been doing, that's invariably where the failure is going to occur, and then you're going to blame me for it. But I'm going to take that risk and tell you, if you are literally turning all the water off to your home to prevent your residents from experiencing a flood from a busted supply flex line or a bad gate valve or something like that, then go ahead and turn the gas off. As a matter of, if it's, and you mentioned gas specifically, for all of you with electric, you know, generally I'm going to tell you don't turn the water off to your house. I'm going to have you turn the water off to your washing machine. You can turn the water off to the toilets with the valves right there on the wall, and simply turn your water heater to the vacation mode. You take the little cover plate off the side. You'll see a little dial right there. It'll have a temperature gauge on it, warm, medium, hot. Invariably, most of them have a setting just for vacation. Turn it to vacation and leave the water on to the house. Turn off any place that may bust. The washing machine hoses are the most popular places of the bust to occur. I think, Romy, isn't that the number one cause for homeowner claims in the country? Busted washing machine hoses?
on the hot side.
Yeah. So you turn those off, and you're probably going to be buying all the protection that you need. David, I hope that answers your question. You haven't serviced the unit for 10 years. You haven't replaced the anode rod for 10 years. You haven't drained it for 10 years. Don't start doing any of those things now, okay?
You're going to have a lot of calcium buildup on all of the joints and parts that are screwed together. And you know, a lot of times that actually, even though it's water getting through, it's keeping water from leaking as well. But here's something else for everyone listening, and it's not a huge epidemic or everyone would know it, but just something to be aware of, especially if you have a low immune system. If you leave water in your tank under 100 degrees, it's got the option to grow bacteria. That's why a lot of people tell you keep it over 127. It kills bacteria. So if you go away for a long time, crank that up. Let it sit for, I don't know, overnight, or completely drain it. Let it 40 gallons of hot water go through and get it refilled. But just something to be aware of. That's why we keep it at the temperature of over 125.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.